The state proposes selling more than 5,300 acres with parcels from the Keys to the Western Panhandle. That's less than 0.2% of the state's total conservation land. The land sales are a response to the legislature's mandating that most money for conservation land purchasing will come from selling other lands first.
This is where all of the drinking water for Panama City comes from. This needs to be protected.
Several years ago, a parcel there was sold, and it totally changed the atmosphere of the entrance to this park.
I think that these parcels need to be removed from that.
The Florida Wildlife Federation's Preston Robertson, 1,000 Friends of Florida's Dan Pennington, and Lee Brooks, a concerned citizen, were among a chorus of those protesting the sales. Office of Environmental Services Administrator Marianne Gengenbach says public input is an important part of the process.
So the list that you have in front of you simply shows you where we are in our assessment right now, and these parcels are a long way from being sold.
She says all the state lands were assessed using a model that assigned conservation value based on criteria including wildlife habitat and water protection.
What's come out at the end of this filter is really something that is remarkably modest, and I think together we can get through this process.
After seeing the proposed list of 169 sellable sites, representatives from some nonprofit environmental groups say they're worried.
We have some serious concerns about the output of this process so far. We particularly urge you to get the Green Swamp and the Wekiva properties off of this list.
That's Charles Lee with Audubon Florida. He says he's puzzled how some wetland areas his group considers very important landed on the list, including more than 100 acres of mangrove swamps bordering Miami's Biscayne Bay. State officials will take more input at online workshops Thursday and Friday. They will also hold regional workshops across the state. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.